Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now. I'm delighted to introduce a curious conversation with Antonia Wilcoxon. Antonia is the founder and president of Equity Strategies, LLC, a consulting company working on social justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion, health inequities, and community engagement. You can learn more about Antonia by reading her bio in our show notes. Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Antonia.
Thank you, Ms. Handy. It's such a pleasure to be here. I have admired you from afar. We have been involved in the HSC community, and I'm really excited to be part of this interview on this podcast. You have done wonderful things, and I'm grateful for the invitation. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, I am equally pleased and so excited that you said yes. So I'm curious, what led you to HSD and what were you looking for at that time?
Oh, as I told you, you are taking me through memory lane, because Glenda Ouyang is someone that we love and admire in this community. When she first started making presentations, I don't know how I got to one of her presentations, but she had my heart tugged. She was talking about some things that made perfect sense. She was talking about the predictability that we all expect but don't find. She was talking about exactly what was happening in our organizations as we tried to manage them in a manner that was responsive, and at the same time effective in turbulent times. And as we know, even now, 2023, her lessons are still as compelling and as current as ever. So HSD has been really an inspiration to me. I've had her books, I've studied her. I like to tell her she had me at the butterfly effect. And then I took every time she was doing a webinar or I knew that she was presenting on something, I was there. I'm a lifelong learner and she inspires that on you. And then I did take the course, so that makes me an associate. And that for me was really a highlight, because I have been using over the course of my profession. It's such a wonderful way of thinking and of helping my clients think differently and arrive at some ways to do things better, more effectively.
Well, as you know, HSD is celebrating its 20th year anniversary this year. How long have you been touching HSD?
I was an employee of the state of Minnesota for 15 years. And I remember when I first sat down in a presentation by Glenda, I wasn't yet a state employee. So it's been over 15 years. Wow. She had her book, which I believe is probably her first book, Coping with Chaos, Seven Simple Tools. And it has her signature, so that I was there in person when I bought that book. And that kind of dates me. But on the other hand, it speaks to the importance and to the value that HSD brings to our communities.
I'm also curious, Antonia, what specific thing have you learned about HSD or as a result of it? And how are you using it now, either personally or professionally?
If you go to my website, you're going to see voice, power, and identity. Mm-hmm. And in my conversations with Royce, who invited me to take the associate's journey, I kept talking to her, my approach to working on equity and examining inequities while I was an employee at the state of Minnesota. And voice for me had a central role because we were trying to solve some issues that impacted certain populations, but we didn't have any representation of that population at our table. And I was telling Royce how I felt that without their voice, we just couldn't really hope to attain any good results or any effective benefits for that community. I truly believe that without voice, I could not necessarily make decisions about another without consulting with them. And she would sometimes smile and said, I think you'd benefit from taking our associates program. And when I met generative engagement, I was just delighted because Royce and Mary Nations have come up with a way for us to think about what happens when we are sharing our voices, our identity, and our power. What magic happens in terms of systems change becomes much more possible. The destinies of people who are able to talk about their own lives, their own lived experience, and say, you know, you have this rule in social services right now, and that presents a challenge for us. Here is what it would look like if you changed it. And for me, that has always been the satisfaction and gratification that I get to work in this field. When I'm working with a group of community members and I take a back seat and they are telling county officers, they are telling city officers what they want, how they want it done, and what they are willing to do to help our leaders in powerful positions resolve. That for me as an immigrant is the signal of democracy, that we can vote, that we can articulate our ideas and our opinions, and we don't need to be afraid of that. We can expect change. Sometimes it doesn't come as fast as we would like, but change comes. I always believe in that. It just gives you the tools to use those beliefs.
The other question I'm curious about, as you think about the future and possibilities, what advice would you like to give the HSD community and the rest of the world with all that you know now?
Well, I'm not sure I am an expert on HSD. God knows I continue to study. I come to inquiry is the answer each time I can. And just yesterday, I was practicing it. I need to share this with folks, is that we were doing wicked questions in which I led a group. I belong to some groups of consultants like me. And we get together so that we can support each other, lift each other up. And I said, I would like to introduce this to you sometime and see how do we like it. And we're all consultants on Zoom. And I said to the article that is on the HSD website, that's entitled Inquiry is the Answer. My friend and I were the co-facilitators. We presented, we read some of the instructions. And I can tell you the energy, even though we're on Zoom, once we did the first round, they were still tentative. People took a while to ask questions. And once we started, and then the 5 minutes that the person who had presented the problem reflected on it, people were so fired up. People were so excited. And it really gave me a great sense to say, okay, I'm getting what those women are doing. I'm getting what all of us consultants around the world are getting. This is powerful. This is very powerful because it gives you that sense that said, look at me. I can bring a problem about, and I can invite my colleagues who I respect because they have a lot of expertise, and they help me think differently. I'm going away with a bunch of ideas that I didn't think about, or some ideas that are affirming what I kind of suspected, but I didn't quite know how to articulate it. So that's just one example. And I used adaptive action with my clients. And usually when I introduce myself to a new client, I say, you know, as a consultant, I continue to learn each day. I'm a lifelong learner. But we are going to go into a journey of discovery. You're going to be asking the questions, what is going on? What? And then we are going to move in. So what? What's the meaning of all of this that we are seeing more clearly? And then together, we are going to find ways to move to action. Now what? Three questions that are magical. Three questions that are so instructive and at the same time opens the horizon for people who think that they're lost in this complex world, and at the same time to lose their fear and be braver about it, that I can really take this problem and analyze it differently with three questions. But the creativity, the imagination, and the resource that we bring within us are discovered. They are open. And I think the beauty about HSD is that it works on possibilities. And I think that's really what the world needs and what I know my day-to-day work. I need to continue to believe in that. Keeps me motivated, helps me get up each day and face the day. So it's been a wonderful journey. I have learned so much. And I continue to learn, which is really exciting. I think that at my age, after retirement, I knew I could never stop working. But I found a way doing consultancy that really brings me such great joy and gratification, because I love to lead groups that feel they are troubled, feel that they are in a situation that feels so impossible and so powerful. And then we start the conversation. And then we start the questions and we discover together what might be potential solutions.
Well, Antonia, that was such a beautiful expression of the advice and the passion and the energy that you even spoke of, as we think about all of the unpredictability in our lives and what we're going to do from day to day. What you're doing and the way that you approach it with HSD keeps it going, and it helps us to continue to realize that truly nothing is intractable. So I personally want to say thank you for being here, and I know our audience is going to be truly delighted, as I have been, by our conversation about your HSD journey. So thank you.
Thank you so very much. Such a great honor to meet with you and participate in your podcast. This is just a privilege. Thank you so much for extending this to me.
You're quite welcome, and it's been a privilege of mine.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, what, so what, and now what experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world.